Do you know the answer to this question?
What radio program has listeners in Massachusetts, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, Nebraska, and New York Mills?
I'll tell you what, if you know the answer to that question, you'll win big money on Honest to Goodness.
Right, Clear Channel Honest to Goodness tonight. This is Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone sitting in for and under the weather Randy Merriman with what we call Clear Channel Honest to Goodness.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, tonight we cast aside the regular questions that have been bugging people for weeks. We cast aside the regular mail that we normally get in the course of the day, and we pick up some of the extra folks who write us all the time from all over the country. You know, you get a card that says, hey, how can I get in on this Honest to Goodness, and it's postmarked El Paso. Or you get another card saying, I sure would like you to call me sometime, and it comes from Poughkeepsie, New York.
This means you're going to call outside of what we refer
That's
to as
right.
CCO land.
Instead of throwing these in now and then, way out and beyond our reaches of the normal mails here, we pick a night every 2 weeks or so here like this one and call all over the country, get special questions, and kind of visit with everybody, clear channel-wise, on Honest to Goodness. We call you... You answer the questions, and we try to make them easy, and you win the money. But the most fun about this is you get to hear from folks. Well, let's see. Our first call is going to be down south. That's the one we're going to try to complete right now. Hear from folks in the south and the north and in the Canada sometimes. Occasionally, we try to get into a foreign country like Mexico and even ships at sea. So here we go with the first call for $8.30 on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness. Say, Charlie, I got to... Did you get some cigars from some nice folks in Gothenburg, Nebraska?
I sure did. Want to thank them.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. A.C. McLaughlin?
I can't use them, but Dick, who keeps our place sparkling clean, sure thanks me.
He smokes cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we thank that. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Is this the Aaron's residence in Atlanta,
yes.
Georgia?
Yes.
This Paula?
No, this is Dottie.
Dottie, are you Paula's mother or what?
Yes.
Are you? This is Honest to Goodness calling WCCO Radio.
Oh, wonderful.
In the Twin Cities.
She just went to bed. Can I put her on the phone?
Certainly.
Just a minute.
All right.
Get her on the phone. This is WCCO calling.
We're calling Paula Ahrens, Mercedes Court Northeast in Atlanta,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, how you all?
How you all down there in Atlanta?
Well, I haven't picked up an accent. I've got many friends in Minneapolis and Minnesota.
You sound like a Minnesotan.
Paula, there's someone who wants to talk to you on the telephone. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, Paula.
Hi.
This is Honest to Goodness calling. Randy's under the weather. He got the bug, but Dick Chapman's our quiz master, and he's right here.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
You had gone to bed, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Basketball practice.
What's that?
Basketball practice.
Basketball practice?
She gets up early in the morning for basketball practice, about 6:30. It's an hour. There's an hour difference in time. It's 20 minutes to 10 here.
Well, now, Paula, you're a girl, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, what team do you play on?
I'm in the 8th grade Lakeside team.
And that's a girls' basketball team?
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't have to call me sir.
I do when you live in Georgia.
You don't have an accent. What are you, Yankees?
We just moved here from Chicago, and before that we lived in Minnesota, so I'm for the Vikings.
Do they make fun of you because you're a Yankee?
Yes, sir.
They
do, huh?
Not very much, though.
Where did you live when you lived in Minnesota?
In Richfield.
Richfield,
yes, sir.
Right here in suburban Minneapolis.
So you're a Vikings fan, huh?
Oh, sure.
That's great.
Well, aren't you a fan maybe just a little bit of those Atlanta Falcons, the new ball club?
Yes, as long as they're not playing Minnesota.
Yeah, well, Fran Tarkenton's an Atlanta boy.
Yeah, from close to there. He's a Georgia fella.
Yes, he comes from Atlanta. As a matter of fact, Norm Hecker lives on our street.
Who does?
Norb Hecker, the coach for
Yeah.
Him. Falcons lives on our street.
Well, I hope you maybe put some garbage on his front lawn or something when they came up here and beat us.
No, and as a matter of fact, he has a son in Paula's classes in school, so she sort of plays it cool.
Yeah, I'm only kidding, of course. You know what happened in that game? They came up here and they played in Minnesota-type weather in snow and cold, and by golly, they beat us.
I know that.
Yeah.
It kind of upset us, too.
Well, it's good to hear from you folks there. Can you keep in touch with the old home grounds by way of WCCO Radio there in Atlanta?
I think we can get WCCO sometimes. We're at the foothills of the mountains.
Oh, I see.
And it doesn't always come through. It's rather faint.
Well, I think you'll find it'll be getting better and better here as we go into the winter a little further.
Well, fine.
Paula and Mrs. Ahrens, now, let's see. We ought to be able to find a question that you can answer for $8.30, some of that good CCO dough.
We'll have to pick up a difficult one for them.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Here's one, number three. Now, you folks interested in fishing?
Well, I don't know too much about it, but go ahead.
Paula, how about you?
I don't know much about it either.
Well, you know a little bit about Minnesota. I think you can answer this question. Minnesota has 10,000 lakes and hundreds of streams in which you find four... Whoops, we lost them. Hello, hello, hello? Quick, get them back. Get them back, quick, and we'll go on with the question. In the meantime, let me tell you, if you're tired of toting pop bottles back to the store, hear this from Canada Dry. All flavors and mixtures now come in the 10-ounce no-deposit, no-return bottles. Easier to store, easier to handle. Inside, you'll find that same old-time Canada Dry sparkle and quality. Bring home a six-pack or case of Canada Dry today. You know, the weather's not too bad here in Minnesota. You folks on the Clear Channel line tonight, not as cold as we have had, 20-some degrees. No snow to speak of. We're kind of backing into winter slowly, I think. We lost our connection there to Atlanta, Georgia. Oops.
They're probably trying to get us.
I don't know how they can.
Yeah, well, we'll try again.
We'll try them here in a minute.
Yeah. They were expected to have some frost down there in Georgia tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and into the south and right to the Gulf, they expected some pretty cool weather. They're having a lot of snow on the eastern coast, of course.
Oh, well.
And
try them again and see what happens. I bet they probably wonder what in the world. If they got both phones off the hook, I hope they remember to hang up both of them. Got a nice letter from some other folks. Mrs. Cora Crooks sent me some candy today. You know Cora Crooks? You remember when Aunt Fanny was on the program? Remember Aunt Fanny's
appearance? Yeah, I remember Cora Crooks. She won some money.
She won the money that night, and Aunt Fanny, Fran Allison, got quite a kick out of her because of the way she reacted. And Cora sent us some homemade peanut brittle. Peanut bruckle. Whatever you call that stuff. There we go. Hello, hello.
Phone's ringing.
Hi, it's Paula speaking.
Paula, we got cut off just temporarily.
I noticed that.
Yeah. Sorry, Paula.
Well, we'll fix it now. We were halfway through the question when last we saw you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Minnesota has 10,000 lakes and hundreds of streams in which you find four kinds of trout. Brook trout, brown trout, rainbow trout, and what other kind of trout? Might even be a sneaky question at that on these folks.
Is it lake trout?
What kind of trout?
Lake.
Lake Yay. Trout. Of course it's lake trout. You betcha. That wins you $8.30, Paula.
Thank you.
You betcha. Can you use the money right here at Christmas time?
How's the weather been, Paula?
Hello?
How's the weather been?
Listen, it's been marvelous, but I want to say something. Are we being broadcast?
You betcha.
Oh, well, I want to say hello to all my friends in Minnesota.
Well, all right, go right ahead.
And I really, I've been receiving all these wonderful Christmas cards from all of them, and I want to say that I really miss progressive Minneapolis and St. Paul.
You don't have any snow, do you?
We like it here, but I do miss home.
Yeah, you don't have any snow there in Atlanta, do you?
No, it's been about 40 degrees, very warm and sunny.
Uh-huh.
A little bit cool sometimes during the day.
Yeah.
The weather's been very nice.
When you say progressive, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Minnesota, do you mean they move a little slower down there or what?
Well, I just think Minneapolis is probably the most progressive place in the whole United States, that's all.
Uh-huh.
You could be a little prejudiced.
Possibly.
Of course, Atlanta's kind of booming right about now, too, isn't it?
Yes, Atlanta is very progressive. It's, I would say sort of like Boomtown. It's really expanding in all directions.
I see. Well, Paula and Mrs. Ahrens, we're glad to talk to you there in Atlanta, and we send our good wishes to all your friends here in Minnesota and this part of the country, and we'll send our $8.30 check to you in the mail very soon.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Hang on just a minute now while we check the address. That was Paula Ahrens and her mother in Atlanta, Georgia, ex-Minnesotans who have moved first to Chicago and stayed in tune with us there and then moved on down to Atlanta. On Clear Channel, honest to goodness.